USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein's legal team says they plan to appeal after he was convicted of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Defense attorney Arthur Idella says he feels the evidence brought against his client was weak, claiming the notoriety surrounding Weinstein's reputation was the only reason he was charged.
Not a doubt in my mind, if his name was Harvey Jones or Harold Jones, he would not have even been charged on this evidence. And I don't say that in a very cavalier way. I started interning at this office 30 years ago. I'm a former prosecutor. I'm a defense attorney.
Stocks have the Monday blues, and the coronavirus is blamed for the sharp downward turn. The Dow plunged more than 1,000 points on Monday to record its biggest single drop in 2 years. The NASDAQ and S&P also slid more than 3%. The final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 1,031 points to close at 27,961. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Winter storm watches have been issued in the Midwest as heavy snow is expected to fall. The National Weather Service says the storm will hit the Great Lakes and Midwest with a band of moderate snow turning into heavy snow by Tuesday morning. More than 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall in the northern part of Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Fans are packing the Staples Center to say a final farewell to Los Angeles Lakers legend Kobe Bryant. A public memorial service is being held for Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith tells ESPN what he'll be thinking of during this farewell ceremony.
Just incredible sadness again, knowing him and knowing how much he was looking forward to the future, knowing all that he had already accomplished, championships, the All-Star appearances, the league MVPs, two Olympic gold medals, all of that stuff. It was all behind him. He had done it. He had conquered every demon that, you know, real and imagined.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for another debate on Tuesday night. It will happen in South Carolina, site of a big primary election on Saturday. After last week's performance at his debate, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is certainly looking to improve this week. Sean Davis is a co-founder of The Federalist. He tells Fox News,
I think maybe he thought he could just go into that debate and throw the other candidates up against the wall and they'd give up, because that's kind of been what he's generally done with his opponents in government previously. But I think it's interesting. If you look back at 2016, the Democrat establishment decided that they were going to make sure that Bernie Sanders wasn't going to win the nomination, so they rigged it.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office.
At the box office this weekend,
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers, so I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog is still number one, bringing in $26 million. Call of the Wild is at number two its first week with $24 million. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is still on the charts at number three with $7 million. Brahms, The Boy 2, is at number four with $5.9 million. And Bad Boys for Life, coming in at number five, also with $5.9 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.